Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How come we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SC, lift it down. Say, can you hear?
Can you hear the call of the warrior? Can you feel the
stirring
inside?
Now's the time.
For the warrior.
To God, bless the name of Jesus, for truly he is so very faithful. The God that we serve cannot fail. The God that we serve cannot lie. The God that we serve cannot lose. And because we serve him and he is our Father, that same anointing trickles down to us. We will not fail. We will not lose. We are empowered to prosper. What are you going to say and what are you going to do when he comes for you? That gift that he gave you, he needs it. Oh, yes, he needs the gift that he gave you. It's for the people of God. Well, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Saturday with the Word. We're here tonight excited about it and delighted to be in the land of the living and even to have the listening audience coming in on the board as they are, those that are on the internet. We thank you for coming in, and those that are on their cell phones, house phones, and even those that are on Skype. We welcome you all to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders International. And this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, once again here and excited about being here. Well, first of all, we want to lift the lines up with a word of prayer. We want to cover the lines as well as you and your family with the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father, right now for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Father, we come to you once again as humbly as we know how. Father, we just ask you once again to cover us with the blood of Jesus as we go forth with your word, Father. Father, open up the ear gates, the eye gates, even, Lord God, the heart gate of your people so that your people can receive what you have for them, Lord God. And even in this season, we ask you, Lord God, to empower the women and the men of God with visions and even signs and wonders so that they can see and we can know, God, the greatness that you are in our life. As you manifest those things through us, Father, we're willing to be used by you for your glory in the mighty, matchless, wonderful, marvelous name of Jesus Christ. And we say amen and glory to God, from whom all glory belongs, our Father, Jesus Christ. We thank you once again for just being a faithful listener. And those that are mothers, we want to just say happy Mother's Day to all mothers. For truly when God made mothers, he made something very special. God already knew in order to make this thing work with humanity, he had to create mothers so that mothers could reproduce of themselves as God reproduced us of himself. And so there should be something about you that resemble your mother. And even if your mother have went on to be with the Lord, there's still something about you that you see that remind you of your mother. And we want you to take those blessings, take the things that she poured into you, take the good, the things that will cause you to go further into the things of the kingdom, and pour them and anoint others with those blessings. Speak those words of blessings on others. Oh, yes, there's nothing and no one like mother. I'll tell you. And then, mothers, I want to encourage you in the Lord, even when it doesn't seem like that you are appreciated, that you just tolerate it, I'll tell you, you keep sowing into your children. You never give up, because the Bible says that he have given our children to us as a gift. So those children are a gift from God. And that's how we have to handle our children, as a gift from God. Amen and glory to God. We do wish everyone a very peaceful, pleasant, happy Mother's Day. Now tonight we are going to be talking about From tragedy to triumph. See, sometimes you go through some things and you don't stay there, because there's something about God, how he allows us to go through and we don't remain stuck. So if you apply the word to every situation, you'll see how God will bring you out. He'll bring you out. I want you to listen to this.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm hanging on. I'm ready for child. I'm going through. Stone. Rocks everywhere. You say, when somebody hand me something good, somebody bring me some good news, somebody say something positive, Paul was at that place. But when he was stoned and thrown into the spirit, he now sees things in the spirit that he could not have any other way. Oh, no. There are some things that you pray for. And when you pray for blessings, trouble came. There are some levels of blessings and spiritual maturity. The only way to get there is to go through trouble. You cannot get to the promised land if you're not willing to go through the wilderness. You cannot wear the crown if you will not carry the cross. Even Jesus said, Father, if it be thy will, pass this bitter cup from me. Is there a way that I can get to the crown without going through the cross? Absolutely not. He had to go through that to get through this. This is confusing because you pray for the blessing, here comes the burden. You pray for the triumph, here comes the tragedy. You will think that God didn't answer you, but he did. He put your feet in the right path to get the blessing, but the tragedy is a part of the process to get to the triumph. You can't be a winner if you're not in a contest. You can't be a conqueror if you haven't had conflict. You can't have the victory if you haven't been in a fight. You can't have a testimony if you haven't been in a test. You can't be an overcomer if you haven't had a mountain. Oh, y'all gonna hear what I'm saying to you? Touch your neighbor and say, I earned this praise. When you see me jumping, get out of my way. I earned this praise. I went through enough trouble that when I get ready to praise him, I've got a bona fide, legitimate right to praise him. I earned it through my suffering. I earned it through my agony. I earned it through my distress. And come hell or high water, I will bless the Lord. Give God a praise in this place. You don't understand because you haven't been through enough. But the greater the conflict, the greater the conquering. And I mean, it doesn't have to be a big crowd. It can be something real little, like I made it to church, but you don't know what I had to go through to get to church. I got a job. You don't know what I had to go through to get the job. I kept this marriage. You don't know what I had to go through to keep this marriage. In other words, somebody else's normal is your miracle. Don't let them look at you funny because they don't understand your praise until they understand your pain. Can I get a witness in here this morning? Through the process of your tragedy, triumph, and torment, God's grace is sufficient for you. Believe it, understand it, walk in it. It's enough to have him. You're not going to have everybody. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you say. I don't care how nice you are. I don't care how much money you spend on them. You cannot buy love. Just stop it right now and understand that God's grace is sufficient to take you whatever tragedy you face. Whatever obstacle you go through right now, you're going to be triumphant and you can face it because his grace is sufficient for you. He doesn't always change the situation just because you asked him to, but he will change you for the situation. How many gifted people do I have in the room? He's gifted. You've been through hell, but you're gifted. Yeah, you're just gifted. You can't help it. You're just gifted. What you can do, you can do it. You can just do it. If you can do it, you can just do it. Just do it. God bless me with I'm gifted. So you're going to have some haters if you're gifted. There's no need in trying to send them cards and roses. And you can't buy them off. Invite them over to the house for dinner. You're going to have some haters if you're gifted. You're going to draw attention if you're gifted. You're going to draw fire if you're gifted. You're going to be conflicted if you're gifted. He's gifted. And he's so gifted. He's so gifted that he says, lest I become conceited. Now, I know you don't think you could become conceited and become arrogant, but you can become conceited and arrogant and not even know it. Because when you are gifted, things that other people struggle to do come easy for you. And because it's easy for you, you think it ought to be easy for them. So when you run into people who are not good at what you're good at, if you're not careful now, you'll turn up your nose and say, I just don't see how. I just don't, that don't make no sense. How in the world? You don't understand that the only reason you're knowing as well as you are is that God has gifted you in that area. And there you are looking down your nose at somebody else, but you don't understand it's only His grace. Who am I preaching to this morning? And he says, lest I become conceited. There was given to me a messenger from Satan to buffet my flesh. This is the part of the sermon where I want to tell you that God uses devils. I never will forget the first time I ran into the text. And it says, an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul. I thought, oh, what? An evil spirit from the Lord. I got the evil spirit and I got the from the Lord. But when you put the evil spirit with the from the Lord, I got confused because I thought, now, God doesn't do anything bad. And how could an evil spirit come from the Lord when God is not evil at all? It took me years to understand that the first thing the text is teaching me is that the evil spirits are subject to the Lord and that they cannot move without His permission. See, I knew He was in charge of heaven. But I didn't know that He was the boss over hell, too. That every demon, every witch, every hex, every spell, every affliction, every disease is subject to Him. I learned later that the name of Jesus has been exalted above every name, that at His name every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. The devils are subject to His name. Demons tremble at the sound of His name. I would later read in the book of Job that even Satan had to appear amongst the sons of God and give his report to God and say that God said, where have you been and what have you been doing? And he said, I've been going up and down throughout the earth. Look, he had to give his report. Even the devil has to come into the CEO's office and get permission. Oh, my. I even found out that the devil had to ask God permission before he could attack Job. And the reason I got happy about that is that if the devil does attack me, he can only do it because God allowed it. And if God allowed it to happen, He will never put more on me than I. Then I can bear. Slap somebody, high five them, and tell them you can handle this. You can handle this. Get a grip on yourself. Stabilize your mind. Straighten your shoulders. Hold your head up. get your backbone straight. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. If he started it, he'll... So God says, sit down, I'm just talking to you. You mean you gonna praise him? You gonna praise him going through all you going through? You mean you gonna praise him anyhow, going through hell and high water? You mean you got the nerve to jump up on your feet and give God? No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't praise him anyway. No, you won't. Been tormented, been up under attack, but you still don't praise the Lord. I want to hear a praise up in this house. Ow! 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 Whoa!
Other gifted people tend to compete with them. Then there are people who absolutely adore them, where they say they adore them. What they really adore is their gift. And there is a special loneliness when you finally become mature enough to realize that those people don't love you. They don't even know you. They love what you do, not who you are. So there is an isolation. And then gifts are refined in isolation. Like pearls are refined in isolation, like diamonds are refined in isolation. You can't refine a diamond while you wear it as a ring. And so many, many times the refinement process of being gifted requires being alone and being alienated and being different and being peculiar. People don't follow ordinary people. They follow extraordinary people. The problem with being extraordinary is extraordinary excludes you from ordinary. And often, gifted people almost wish they were ordinary so that they would be included in the crux of people who are going places and having fun, and all of a sudden they don't really feel like you fit in because you are extraordinary. That extraordinary price is the price that I believe it costs to really be a gifted person.
Oh, man.
Glory to God. Are you a gifted person?
Mm-hmm. Something to me, you are everything to see. Who compares to thee? You're the sun to light my day. My world's getting in the way, you're just amazing. I will always give you praise, that's the bottom line. You're the love of my heart, you're the light in the dark, you're my protection. You're my life and resurrection, you're the lifter of my head. I believe what you said, I am forgiven. For me, your blood was shed. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe. Maker of all things, speak and it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be, that's the bottom line. You're the love of my heart, you're the light in the dark. You're my protection, you're my life and resurrection. You're the lifter of my head. I believe what you said, I am forgiven. From me your blood was shed, and that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things, speaking it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be, and that's the bottom line. The sum total of everything. For all time, forever, Lord, you reign supreme. No more to say. There's nothing more to contemplate. Creator of the universe, maker of all things, speak and it shall come to pass. Declare what shall be, that's the bottom line. I will always give you praise, that's the bottom line. To the end of my day, that's the bottom line. I was born to give you praise, that's the bottom line. So that's what I'm gonna do, yeah. That's the bottom line, nothing more to say. I will always give you praise, yes I will. For the rest of my day, that's the bottom line. I will always give you praise, yeah. You're the reason why I live. I will always give you praise, yeah. I will give my life and give my heart. I will give my soul to you, yeah. That's the bottom line, bottom line, bottom.
Into this place, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels. supports me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of lukewarmness must be replaced with the fire and the zeal of God. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic, satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny-altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God. Father, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment with your glory. I alter this environment and declare it is now suitable for my ministry to thrive, my relationships to thrive, my children to thrive, my loved ones to thrive, my business to thrive, my ideas to thrive, my nation to thrive, my government to thrive, my economy to thrive. I establish a supernatural environment for miracles to occur. I war in the name of Jesus and by his shed blood, which is the shed blood of the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the world. By him, hallelujah, evil must be destroyed. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, that he would destroy the works of the darkness. I decree and declare the works of darkness is destroyed. I decree every curse over my life is reversed. I break through prevailing and sustaining powers of darkness over this region in the name of Jesus. I arrest every demonic spirit through your word. Empower the angelic hosts to war in my behalf. I resist territorial strongholds. I sever ego entanglements. Open the gates of psychological prisons and deliver us from the spirits of shame, embarrassment, harassment, iniquity. Deliver us from the spirit of strongholds and pride. Deliver me from stigmatization, emotional blackmail, social impediments, seductions, satanic limitations, satanic illusions, addictions, demonic restrictions, cultural entrenchments, cultic strongholds, bewitchment, traditions, antichrist cultural environments. Free me from limitations, handicaps, impediments. I refuse to be marginalized, stigmatized, immobilized, terrorized, characterized, criticized, tolerated, censored, misjudged, mishandled, mismanagement. I wear a cloak of favor. I disengage demonic triggers and psychological buttons. I short circuit them. I am non-responsive to demonic depression. I establish my superior authority over this region by the blood, the word, by the spirit of God. For this reason, I remind you that the Son of God was made manifest that he would destroy the works of the devil. I decree that the works of the devil are destroyed. It is destroyed over this region. It is destroyed over my neighborhood. It is destroyed over my body, over my family, over my children, over my loved ones, over my ministry, over my pastor, over my doctor and lawyer, over my government. The evil works of the devil is destroyed. I declare and decree that the plans and the purposes of God shall prevail. The word of God prevails. Hallelujah. His will prevails. My prophetic purpose and destiny prevails. My vision prevails. My business prevails. My ideas prevail. I prophesy to the four winds that things that have died prematurely and twice are quickened and come to life. I declare that the pieces of my destiny and financial, ministerial, relational puzzle, it comes together. My life comes together. I decree, hallelujah, that my money is coming together. My business is coming together. My relationships are coming together. My family is coming together. The body of Christ is coming together. My ministry is coming together. My marriage, my family are coming together. My budget is coming together. Our governments are coming together. Our leaderships are coming together. Everything is working together according to your will. Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. With you, nothing is impossible. So therefore, Father, I decree and declare, hallelujah, that the floodgates of heaven are open. Let it rain. Spirit of God, usher us into times of refreshing that you promise will come from the presence of God. I decree and declare that there shall be no more demonic drought, no more demonic dryness, distress, disease, depression, and no more demonic trauma. We come in the volume of the book it is written of us. We come in the power of God. Hallelujah, the God of Joshua. Hallelujah, and we decree and declare that every impenetrable wall must come down. In the name of Jesus and in the power of the Most High God, I shatter barriers, blockages, barricades, and boulders. I declare that I am advancing, hallelujah, according, hallelujah, to the purposes and the plans of God. Hallelujah, the cause of Christ is advancing in this region and in every region. I am promoting and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords and King of kings, that the kingdom of God has come. He is King. Hallelujah, over every region, and his kingdom is at hand. We take authority over every demonic stronghold and break the cords and bands of wickedness. We shake evil out of their illegal place and take our rightful seat of authority. We take authority over satanic altars in the mountains. We stand in the spirit of Elijah, and we decree and declare that the God that answers by fire, he is God. We decree that the fire of the Lord destroys every altar. We command that the powers of the enemy be broken over our life, be broken over our ministry, be broken over our home, be broken over our mind, be broken over our relationships. They are broken over our body, over our life, over our children, over our marriage, over our spouse, over our business, over our practices. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that evil has no control, hallelujah, over our lives anymore. We break free of evil control, hallelujah, of the enemy. We break free over patterns, pettages, charms, amulets, good luck pieces, talismans, chains, stuffs, bondages, incantations, addictions, generational curses, spirits of inheritance, debt, poverty, apathy, hopelessness, abuse, helplessness, prayerlessness. We decree and declare they are destroyed wherever and whatever the witches, the warlocks, the sorcerers, the psychics, the religious manipulators are using as points of contact to release curses, be it pictures, clothing, strands of hair, personal items, garments, bones, dust, blood, voodoo dolls, altars, amulets, bones, water, brews, mixes, whatever it is, I command it to be disintegrated in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We interrupt lines of communication between familiar spirits and sever illegal activities designed to frustrate the plans and purposes of God in our lives. We command every attachment to be broken. We command cords to be broken. We command every stronghold to be broken. We take authority over the spirits of doubt, enmeshment, entanglement, fear, terror, confusion, unbelief, intimidation, sin, iniquity. We release ourselves from the stronghold of the enemy and over dark spiritual forces which bombard our mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand to pray, we break through the strongholds of the enemy by the hand of God, the finger of God, the word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God. Hallelujah, by apostolic interventions, angelic assistance. Father, we arise in the spirit of Zerubbabel, hallelujah, and Elijah, and speak grace, grace to the mountains and their diabolical altars. Father, cause them to be destroyed by your fire. We establish the lordship of Christ over this region. I declare that their powers are made impotent over this region. I declare according to Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with judgment from henceforth for even evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. I remind you once again, hallelujah, that the zeal of the Lord shall perform this. Hallelujah, there is none like my God. There is none that is powerful. Hallelujah, as my God. He is Jehovah Gaborah. Father, we worship you. We praise you. We have not bowed our knees to any other God. Father, there is no other God like Jehovah. Father, we take authority over the prince of the power of the air and establish our superior authority over this region in Jesus' name. Bring to an end satanic oppression, satanic opposition, false burdens. In your wrath, scatter the activities of our enemies, and in your scorn, orchestrate their division. We decree and declare that our mind is free of any and all strongholds. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We command the heavens to be open. Father, clear the path and rid supernatural highways of every satanic barricade that will hinder our prayers. Hallelujah, we arrest, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, those entities that are responsible for demonic trafficking and prohibit further interference and interruption and interception. I put prophetic and apostolic pressure upon heaven. I command every demonic portal to be open. Gates of brass, bars of iron, be open. Father, close every satanic portal. Give the enemy no access to the regions that are off limits. Let there be no demonic and satanic encroachment. As I advance, I decree and declare that every stronghold over this region is broken from off of my mind. I decree and declare that the log jams in my mind are cleared, giving the Holy Spirit unrestricted, unhindered access to my mind, soul, and spirit. I decree that there will be no demonic hijacking of supernatural insight, prophetic revelations, witty ideas, and creative inventions. Divine inspiration and wisdom now flows freely. In the name of Jesus, every mountain must be made low. Every valley must be brought up. Every crooked place must be made straight, so that I now advance on a level playing field with wisdom, strategies, and divine tactics made available to me upon demand. I decree that spiritual mountains, relational mountains, political mountains, you must be moved. I break through that which is insurmountable and impenetrable. I break through impenetrable walls and barricades into the realm of the miraculous, into the realm of the supernatural, into the realm of increase, abundance, prosperity, influence, affluence, and wealth. I declare that I advance past stubborn problems and situations, inflexible people who stand in the way of favorable legal, economic, spiritual negotiations, strange occurrences. I command you to move by the power of the blood in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the power of the enemy that is responsible for building satanic altars and cults and ancestral spirits of inheritance to interfere with my advancement and interrupt my progress. I plow my way through demonic barricades. I decree and declare that every Jericho wall must come down. I possess my possession. I take authority over issues originating from the camp of the enemy. I decree a divine sudden intervention and miracles. I command every situation and circumstance to come into divine alignment in the name of Jesus. I reverse every curse. I excavate and unearth demonic seeds illegally planted in my mind, my soul, and my spirit. They shall not take root. They shall not be incubated, cultivated, nurtured, nourished, fed, or watered. I destroy them now. I receive only that which emanates from the mind of God. Seeds of hope, seeds of faith, destiny, power, success, and prosperity, seeds of holiness, seeds of righteousness, seeds of godliness, seeds of ethical dealing, seeds of morality. I resist and avoid and refuse all abortive activities. I carry full term. I break out of demonic limitations and prisons. Doors of brass, bars of iron, be blown into smithereens by the urocklating winds of the spirit. I choose to break out of limiting situations. I break the power of imprisonment over my mind, my ministry, my soul, my spirit, destiny, my future, my voice, my family, my finances. I break out, I break free. I declare and decree that I have authority over all destiny-altering activities, satanic sanctions, and impositions in the name of Jesus. I decree that every demonic prison be open. I release my church, my future, my nation, my government, my family, my children, my ministry, my anointing, my influence, my reputation, my name, my peace, my joy, my happiness, hallelujah, my health, hallelujah, I release it in the name of Jesus from being controlled by demonic forces. I break out of confinement. I break out of barriers, limitations. In the name of Jesus, I break free from psychological bondage, emotional bondage, physical bondage, sexual bondage, spiritual bondage, financial bondage, bondage that is created by substance, organizational bondage, ego entanglement, demonic sorority, and fraternity. In the name of Jesus, everyone who is planning my demise, who secretly harbors resentment of my success, I free your mind and soul from this stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, labels, stigmas that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional. Of my success. I free your mind and soul from this stronghold. I demand you let me go. Release me from your heart. Release me from your soul and mind. I decree and declare whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If I have inadvertently hurt or disappointed anyone, Father, free me from the stronghold of offense, unforgiveness, bitterness, hatred, and indifference. I repent of my ignorance and immaturity. Do not allow my past to negatively affect my future. I break free of unrealistic expectations, psychological prisons, superficiality, false identities, ego entanglement, soul ties, labels, stigmas that undermine who I am in Christ. I claim my true identity. I decree that today is the dawning of a new day. I cancel every demonic, psychological, emotional, financial debt. By the blood of Jesus Christ, redeem my soul and the soul of my loved ones, employees, ministry, business, governments, etc., from satanic markets. Free me from the spirit of Judas. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, associates, business partners, and employees, and all those who have sold me out. Free me from them. Hallelujah, Father, I decree and declare. Hallelujah, I am liberated. You have set me free. Father, today, according to Psalm 49:15 and Psalm 72, verse 14, Jeremiah 31, verse 11 to 14, I decree that my soul is delivered and ransomed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, from satanic markets and the power of the six regions of the underworld. My soul shall not be held hostage. It shall not be besieged. I break free from the snare of the fowler. I mount up with wings of an eagle. I employ and apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which has ransomed everything concerning my life and destiny and purpose. I have been ransomed. My family has been ransomed. My future has been ransomed. My finances have been ransomed. I secure my future and destiny in Christ Jesus. I secure the future of my loved ones, my ministry, and community in Christ. I secure the future of my siblings, my children, my grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, aunties, uncles, cousins, parents, grandparents, in-laws, and outlaws, in Jesus' name. Redeem their soul from the powers of the underworld. I declare and decree that they shall not become victims of fornication, prostitution, pornography, or gang violence. They shall not beg to eat. They shall not experience homelessness, helplessness. They shall not die prematurely or from addictions. They shall not become a statistic. They shall not drop out of school. They shall not be seduced from the love of God. Remove their souls from out of satanic markets and prisons. Remove the sentence of death from their lives and superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. I veto and reverse the curse within our bloodline. Hallelujah. We decree and declare our family is delivered. We break free from the bondages associated with family idols, word curses, witchcraft prayers, blood sacrifices, ill wishes, demonically arranged marriages, brides of Satan, astrology, astrological signs, deviling in the dark arts, Ouija boards, juju, voodoo, astrological projections, seances, tarot cards, hallelujah, tea leaf reading, palm reading. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our family is free, hallelujah, from the dark arts, in the name of Jesus, from Santeria, hallelujah, and from every kind of satanic activity. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you, hallelujah, are delivering us, hallelujah, every single day. Father, in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Christ, we reverse the effects of demonic injections, hexes, spells, hallelujah, and deposits placed in our foods, vitamins, waters, hallelujah, prescriptions, hallelujah, reverse the effects of satanic implants that causes addictions, cellular mutations, disease proliferation, deformity, handicaps, abnormalities, disfigurations, hallelujah, paralysis, inability, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, insomnia, stunted growth and development, confusion, suppressed immune system, attention disorder, hyperactivity, bipolar disorders, incurable diseases, cancer, compromisation of organs, tumors, clots, aneurysms, handicaps, birth defects, complications in childbirth, spontaneous abortion, we reverse it in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent of all covenants and contracts that we have made knowingly and unknowingly with demonic spirits. We repent of taking counsel from demonic spirits and satanic representatives. Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the reproductive organs of our spirits, hallelujah, is free, hallelujah, from any kind of satanic penetration. Father, we repent for bowing our knees to idols, to antichrist cultural images, embracing doctrines of demons, accepting satanic ideological philosophies, religious heresies. Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any and all misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all these strongholds. Cleanse our mind by the washing of the word of your water. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength, our redeemer. Set a watch over our mouth and keep the let not evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weaknesses of our temperaments and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion and your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We decree and declare that we have integrity, and whom the Son sets free, I reiterate, is free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32:13 and Job